And this is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, July 5th, 2013. It was on this day that Spam came onto the market, the canned meat product from Hormel that was given its name by a contest winner. One spokesperson said that the name was short for shoulder of pork and ham. Another company official said it was a conflation of the words spice and ham. All sorts of parodic acronyms have circulated over the years, including something posing as meat. And on this day in 1954, Elvis Presley recorded his first rock and roll song, which became his first hit, titled "That's All Right, Mama." Today is the birthday of American artist Chuck Close, born in Monroe, Washington, 1940. He had a very rough childhood. He was dyslexic, didn't do well in school. His father died when he was 11. His mother developed breast cancer soon after that. Their medical bills were so high, the family lost their house, and Chuck Close was bedridden for almost a year due to a kidney infection. He got through all of this by drawing and painting. He's become known for his enormous portraits, painted so realistically that they look like photographs. After painting them for 20 years, he finally figured out why he was so obsessed with these giant portraits. It's a way to remember them. He has a condition called face blindness, which means he's unable to recognize individual faces. In 1988, he was presenting an award in New York City when he began to have chest pains. After the ceremony, he walked to the hospital across the street and collapsed in a seizure. An artery in his spine had ruptured, and he woke up a quadriplegic. He's confined to a wheelchair, but through extensive physical therapy, he regained the ability to paint. It's the birthday of one of the most versatile artists of the 20th century, Jean Cocteau, born in Maison Lafitte, just outside Paris in 1889. He wrote essays, poetry, and novels. He worked on ballets, operas, and movies as well. He was involved in early stages of surrealism and cubism, friend of Picasso's and a friend of Marcel Proust's. Jean Cocteau, who said, "Style is a simple way of saying complicated things." And here's a poem by Eamon Grennan titled "Wing Road." Amazing how the young man who empties our dustbin ascends the truck as it moves away from him, rises up like an angel in a china blue check shirt and lilac woolen cap, dirty work gloves, Rowanberry red bandana flapping at his throat. He plants one foot above the mudguard, locks his left hand to a steel bar stemming from the dumper's loud mouth, and is borne away, light as a cat, right leg dangling, the dazzled air snatching at that black-bearded face. He breaks into a smile, leans wide, and takes the morning to his puffed chest, right arm stretched far out, a checkered china-blue wing, gliding between blurred earth and heaven, a messenger under the locust trees that stand in silent panic at his passage. But his mission is not among the trees. He has flanked both sunlit rims of Wing Road with empty dustbins, each lying on its side, its battered lid fallen beside it, each letting noonlight scour its emptiness to shining. Carried off in a sudden cloud of diesel smoke, in a woeful crying out of brakes and gears, a roaring of monstrous mechanical appetite, he has left this unlikely radiance straggled behind him, where the crows coveting in branches will flash and haggle. Wing Road, a poem by Eamon Grennan from his collection What Light There Is, published by North Point Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.